Morning. Okay, we are 10 to 6, and we are at the Gemara on Daf Chavez and Medvez. The Gemara said that the Rabbanon hold that if somebody lives with his sister who's also his father's wife's daughter, he's over two avim. Rabbi Yitzchak said that it says achoyz chahi to say that he's only over one love. Now we don't know what Rabbi Yitzchak is going to do with the pasuk of Bat Eishes Savicha. It seems superfluous. The Gemara will deal with that. At this point, we want to know what the Rabbanon did with Achay Tzchahi. So we said the Rabbanon learned Achay Tzchahi is to tell me that even though the pasuk by sister out of wedlock said Bas Aviv Oy Bas Imoy, and right, the Torah writes Achay Tzchahi to include a complete sister, even though that's being written by the other pasuk of a sister in wedlock, but it's extra two words to go on a sister out of wedlock. Because Eimat Shira Menadin, we don't use a Kal V'Chomer to derive a love. Rabbi Yaiti's response is, that takes care of the word Achaytcha, but what's he? He is to tell me only Achaytcha, not Bas Eishes Savicha. And the Rabbanan say, without he, I would say that usually we could learn a love out of a Kal V'Chomer. Here the Torah wrote it anyway. Sometimes the Torah will write something that you can derive from a Kal V'Chomer. Therefore, the Torah wrote he, to tell me that you can never derive anything out of a Kal V'Chomer, that the Torah wrote it to tell me this is the way it has to be learned by a pasuk, you cannot derive it from a Kal V'Chomer. That's what we learned yesterday in the Gemara. I don't believe we did the Rashi. We are up to Shaloi Taimer Ba'alma Matirim Min Adin. That Rashi we didn't do. Babi Lav Gomer. I would say that normally you could derive a Lav. U'mahachaloi afina l'meymar midi itzrich ha'chayitzcha almei matirim min adin. The word achaytzcha would not teach me that e matir min adin. Because I could answer that even though it's something I could derive from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk wrote it anyway. Here I need an extra pasuk. But I cannot learn it from a kal v'chomer. So we got the rabbanon straight that the Torah means to give two lavin. And Achayt Chahi is to teach me the concept of Eimat Yirin Min Adin, that even though the Torah said, do not live with your half-sister, right, and whole sister would be a Kal V'Chomer, I need a pasuk of Achayt Chahi to tell me a whole sister. Why do I need a he? To tell me that it's not just an extra that the Torah wrote it, even though I could derive it from a Kal V'Chomer. He is to tell me, no, this is the only way you can derive it, because the pasuk wrote it, I do not make a Kal V'Chomer. I do not make a lav learned out of a Kal V'Chomer. Practically, now we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines to the bottom of the Amud. Practically, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda. So what is his response? The Chayra, Achaytcha, he is not extra. Right? He agreed that Achaytcha was not extra. He just said the word he is extra. But now we're saying that he is to teach me that the rule applies across the Torah. So why does he learn that Achaytcha, he tells me only Achaytcha, not Bas Eishes Savicha? It was based on the fact that the words are extra. We showed now that the words aren't extra. So the Gemara, in case look to Rachmana Achaytcha, he be idach krav. The Yosef Yehuda says that it's strange that the Torah would write a halacha about a sister out of wedlock in the pasuk of a sister born through a wedding. Because if the Torah wanted to teach me a whole sister out of wedlock, in the pasuk where it says Isha sheyikachas achoyse bas aviv bas imay, it should say achoyse chahi to include a complete sister. This is that's talking about a sister through anusa. Father never married the woman; he had a girl through an out of wedlock relationship. So the Torah, either it's your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, one of the two had a relationship out of wedlock. It's your sister. But I wouldn't know a whole sister, so the Torah should write Achayt Chahi to include a whole sister in that pasuk. Where did the Torah write it? In the pasuk that talks about a person who marries a woman and has a daughter. And then the Torah writes Achayt Chahi, which is not referring to this pasuk, because this pasuk does not say either or. It says anyway to your father's daughter, whole or half, right? I don't need Achayt Chahi in that pasuk. It's to refer back to the other pasuk. So, Rabbi Yehuda, why did the Torah write it in the other pasuk? Must be that the Torah wants to write an extra drush as well. Besides teaching me a complete sister, by putting it in this pasuk, the Torah is telling me that when one lives with a sister born to his father's wife, he's only ever one love. Achay Tzchahi. The placement of the pasuk teaches me that extra drasha. The words aren't extra. I need Achayt to leave her a complete sister. And I need he to tell me that you can never learn a lot out of a Kavah Chaymer. The words aren't extra. But I need the placement is a placement. Why is the place here? Must be the Tyrus also teaching me that if you live with your father's wife's daughter, who's your father's daughter, you're only either one lav, not two lav.
What is Pshat? The Pshat from
what is
Pshat? What is Pshat in the Pshat?
Whether it's your father's daughter or somebody else's daughter. Bias means in-house, chutz means out-of-house.
Nothing to do with...
Anusa, no, it's Bas Eches Avicha. Says the Pasuk, Bas Eches Avicha. Ervat Bas Eches Avicha.
Eches means...
Wife.
Pursuing.
That, yes.
Not. So where do we learn...
Anusa comes from the other Pasuk. Ervat Achayt from...
Bas Avicha.
Oy Bas Imecha, correct.
Without marriage. Okay, and Meletus Bias...
Let us buy some of it, just says whether it's your father's daughter or somebody else's daughter or it's your father's wife's daughter. Let us buy some of it, let us close to say it's your father's wife's daughter, whether from him or from somebody else.
That's not there.
Why not?
The boss of your mother, of your own mother.
It's your mother.
Okay.
It's two different things.
I understand, but it's the same concept.
Meaning, whatever you want to say, yes.
No. Can a person, does anyone hold that Onch must hear what you could do and Onch you can't?
No, but the other way they hold.
The other way they hold?
Yes. Once the Torah makes, once you can learn out a lot, once the Torah wrote a lot, you can learn out a punishment. Everybody holds a matir menadin. You can't learn out a lav from a Kavah Chaymer. But once the Torah wrote a lav, there's mandiyamim that say you could be Ein Shem Nadim. So if you're telling me that if he lives with a sister who's also his father's wife's daughter, right? It's his father's wife's daughter and his father's daughter and it's his sister, so he only gets one lav. So why did the Torah write by Seishes Avicha? What was the purpose of writing that pasuk? Now the Gemara Miboilei Mishi Yeshla Ishus Lavicha Ba Prat Lachaytza Mishivcha Veveres Kuchavim She'ein Ishus Lavicha Ba. The Torah wrote that to teach me that the only kind of sister you are considered either if you live with is a woman that your father could marry. The Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha is to tell me, you know when you're either on sister? When it comes from a woman that he could marry, meaning she's not a Shiksa, she's not a Gaya, or she's not a Shivcha. If she's a Gaya or a Shivcha that he can't marry, there is no institution of marriage between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, therefore, that girl born from that woman would not be your sister. It's not a mamzer, again.
I mean, mamzer not included?
I don't know what you're asking, but let me just explain this. By the Torah writing Bas Eches Avicha, the Torah is telling me it's only consists a sister if she's born to a woman who could be your father's wife. Not legally, but, well, Gemara's going to ask about Krisis in a minute if that's your question. So you have to wait for the Gemara. So zok the Gemara. Prat lachaytza mishivcha by ve'eskachavim she'ein ishus lavirba. There is no, your father can't marry her. And therefore, the Torah wrote this extra pasuk to tell me, one does not violate the issur of living with a sister unless he lives with a woman whose father has the ability to marry. Rashi. So Rashi, she'ein ishus lavirba. By a shivcha and a guy in a non-Jewish lady, kedushin doesn't work. At the end of the third parak of kedushin, shivcha we learn out from Am Hadayim Lechamor, says by the Akedah, Shvu Lechampayim Lechamor, Am Hadayim Lechamor, that Eved and Shivcha are considered chattel, and therefore, just like one can't marry their animal, they can't marry a Shivcha or a Shivcha. Ve'Avedes Kechavim Ksiv, Ve'Achen Kein Tavi Eloh Be'Alta. It says by Avedes Kechavim, when you capture, you fast tayar in war, so it says you have to go through a process, and then you can marry her. You can't marry her before that, because there's no Kedushin to a non-Jewish woman. But before that, not. So, according to Rabbi Yechiel Yehuda, the purpose of the pasuk is to teach me that it has to be a woman. The only time you can have a sister that's considered a sister is if she's born to a woman that your father has the ability to marry. Meaning, the Kedushin would work. Now, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, there are other women he can't marry. We'll talk about that later.
Before they get, before she converts, is he allowed to have a relationship with her one time?
Right, and Rashi learns one relationship.
And if they have if they produce a daughter,
that would be a guy.
Okay.
Even that would be a guy.
Even though it's mutter, she can't. It doesn't become isto, but the act is permitted one time.
It's a Sam Rishaitim. It's a Machlokes Rishaitim. Correct. Yes. He has me a daughter, so I answer. They have a son as a guy, too. Makes no difference.
How would they know if it was from the one time or from the after the 1 month later? For sure.
Good question. Don't know. Why is there no obligation of Abchana? I don't know. I'm not holding in the sugya now. I don't know. It's a good question.
What?
Right, well, that would be, right. Could be, I don't know. That's, I don't know. Practical Maravita. Ve'ema prat lachaisa manusa. Maybe the Torah is telling me only through marriage is it considered your sister. Maybe the Torah wrote this extra pasuk to tell me that a sister is only if it's born to a father's wife. I don't mean biologically, I mean halachically. A halachic sister is only through marriage and not through an out-of-wedlock relationship. Why, maybe that's what the Torah meant by bat eches avicha. Not someone who's eligible to be your father's wife, but someone who's actually your father's wife. But if your father has a relationship with someone out-of-wedlock, she's not halachically, there's no iser of living with her. Maybe that's what the Torah wrote. Why are you taking the word bat eches avicha and saying someone eligible for marriage? Why don't we take it literally? Someone who had marriage. And the Torah is revealing to me that if a sister is born out of wedlock, it's not Isra Zachaisai. How do you know? Dr. Gemara, Ahiloi Matas Amrit. That you can't say. Why? Midah Rava. Because Rava taught us not that way. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the contradiction. Siv. Erbat bat binchoi bat bitcha leitzigala. Do not live with your granddaughters. That would indicate that one can live with their wife's granddaughters. The pasuk asks a person's own granddaughters. But his wife's granddaughters are not aser. V'ksiv, another pasuk says, you're not allowed to marry a woman, her daughter, or her granddaughters. Basically, what's bothering Rava is every one of your wife's granddaughters isn't that. Sorry, every one of your granddaughters, aren't they your wife's granddaughters? If you're telling me that you can't live with your wife's granddaughters, that would include your granddaughters as well. They're your granddaughters from your wife. Isn't that automatic? Why did the Torah have to write a special pasuk for your own granddaughters? The Torah asked your wife's granddaughters. Now, your wife can have granddaughters from a different man. She can also have granddaughters from you. So it includes your granddaughters. So the Torah revealed to me that your granddaughter out of wedlock is usher. By writing the extra pasuk about his granddaughters, which is superfluous because aren't every one of his granddaughters his wife's granddaughters? The answer is no. He can have granddaughters out of wedlock. And the Torah is answering that. So we see that the Torah does not differentiate between a biological relative born through a wife or a biological relative born through an out-of-wedlock relationship. Going over to sister, once the Torah revealed to me that by granddaughters, it's logical to say that when the Torah said sister, it means a biological sister regardless of who the mother is. So therefore your question that maybe the Torah only bans sister if it's born from a wife is refuted by the fact that the Torah said your biological relatives are yours, whether it's born through a wife or through an out-of-wedlock relationship. Rashi. That your father never married. Do not live with your granddaughter from an out of wedlock relationship. There, the halacha is, if you're the woman you had an out of wedlock relationship has granddaughters from a different marriage, from a different relationship, you can live with them. Not your wife. But it shows your biological children are your children. So logic says, if your son and daughter from an out-of-wedlock relationship are considered your son and daughter, so your sister from an out-of-wedlock relationship is considered your sister. Therefore, Bafesha Savicha would not exclude an out-of-wedlock sister. It must be excluding a woman that your father is not allowed to marry, or cannot marry, because, not allowed to marry, cannot marry, because Kedushin doesn't work. Maybe the Torah is saying it has to be a woman he's allowed to marry. Maybe if he marries a Chai V'Lavin, the girl born from that is not considered your sister. Maybe the Torah is saying, Bas Eisha Savicha, not a woman that Kedushin works in, but a woman that you're allowed to legally marry. And if the father marries a woman he cannot legally marry, maybe the product of that relationship is not a sister. Just like we want to say if he marries a guy, the girl is not a sister, even though biologically she has your father's genes. So maybe if he marries a Chai V'Lavin, it's not considered your sister. But the Gemara Amar Papa Chai V'Lavin comes to B'Kadush. No. It is your father's wife. It says Eisha Savicha. You can't deny that she's your father's wife. We know for sure that Chai V'Lavin Kedushin works. If you could say that if he marries his Chai V'Lavin, she's not his wife, you would have a great question. But she is his wife. A person will have two women, Achas Ahuva and Achas Nua. One he loves and one he hates. And the Pasuk says his hated wife gives birth to the first son. He cannot say that the first son, that he's not the Bechor. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it a real Havamina that a person should be able to change Bechor based on his liking or disliking of a wife? Teret says, and the Pasuk identifies her as love and hate. V'chiyesh ahuva luvnei amakum. V'chiyesh nuva luvnei amakum. Does the Rabbeinu Shlom recognize a person's love or hate? Is the Rabbeinu Shlom sanctioning and saying he hates one and loves one? I mean, in the when the Torah is writing this, is this a sanctioned love or hate? Why would I think that because the person doesn't like his wife, the son is not his bechor? It makes it sound like the Torah is sanctioning one is ahuva and one is snua. Must be al ahuva ahuva ben snua, snua snua ben snua. Ahuva means the Torah loves that relationship, and snua means the Torah doesn't like this marriage. The Torah hates this marriage. It is prohibited marriage. But the Pasuk says kisiyena, he married them. It is a valid marriage. The Torah is revealing me that a person can have a valid marriage with someone that the Torah hates that he's married to. Chai V'Lavin. The Torah doesn't want him to marry, but it's a hated marriage, but it's still a valid marriage. So therefore you can't say that Bas Eisha Savicha means not a Chai V'Lavin. She is your father's wife. Rashi. That if his father married a mamzeres and she gave birth to a daughter, let's say that it's not a marriage. Did the Torah have to mention that he loves one and hates the other? That the firstborn doesn't get changed? Pshita. It's that way. It's Chita. Shemzeh Saina. Ain't Amakum Saina. The Rebbeinu doesn't hate her because this guy doesn't like her. Therefore, her son is not the Bechor. What kind of Havamina? Snur ben Nisua Bazera. Kisiana, is Muhavaya, there is Kedushin. Yes, Abraham, you had a question?
A regular one of some there's a, what's the essay?
Again, an Amana ben Anisuan?
No, Erisin.
It's not an essay, it's only a love.
But regular essay doesn't know such that.
What has this got to do with Esther Douglas?
What I'm trying to explain over here is that it's Nua only, maybe it's talking about Tavi Krisis.
Oh, you want to know how do I know that the Pasuk is not telling me Kedushin is Tavis Machaiva Krisis? Is that your question?
That's part of it. And also,
identify your question.
My great question here is if there's an essay to marry her.
There's no essay to marry her.
No, there's an essay called to promulgate the world.
You don't have to marry this woman. You can marry any woman. No business, I say, to marry this woman.
When a person marries a lady, there's a mitzvah essay to promulgate the world.
Correct, but he can pick any lady. There's no essay that says marry this one lady. There's no essay like that by this kind of a relationship.
When a person gets married,
again, marry a woman, not this woman. The person married is Mekayim HaMitzvahs, I say, correct. But if he has a woman that he's not supposed to marry, do that same with a different woman. No mitzvah to marry this woman.
It's still typhus.
We learn out from this pasuk that a snua kedushin is typhus. Snua means that the Rabbanim Shlom hates the marriage. That means it's prohibited. That's the Gemara's Kash in Kedushin. It's not for here. The Gemara does ask it in Kedushin.
Rabbi.
It shouldn't be Chal.
But the Torah says it is Chal. It says Kisiana. See, it's a great idea. You can write a letter to the Rabbanim Shlom, but the Rabbanim Shlom wrote Kisiana even though she's Snua. This is where the Torah revealed to me that a non-legal marriage can be valid. Now, going through why it's going on Lavin, why doesn't it also include Krisis and all that, is a Gemara in Kedushin. It's a whole sugya in Kedushin.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Why is this Shita? Why is this so obvious that God only has one Bechor, so it really doesn't matter what you think? The verse seems to be talking about, the actual verse seems to be talking about the predictable feelings of a husband in certain marriages. And the offshoot of that would be the predictable feelings about the child of that, which the Torah deals with in other areas, and how to deal with that. Why would we then just decide that it's not even worth discussing? It's just so obvious that God has a Bechor, so a man is not going to decide, really, this child is not really my kid because this wife doesn't even feel like my wife anymore. Why is that Pshita?
That's the Gemara field, that a Bechor is a reality. You can't change reality based on your emotion.
I know, well, you can't change a marriage if you have two wives based upon emotion or give one more than the other, but we deal with all that. You can't, you know, if you marry...
Never said
you have
to love both wives equally. There's no such halacha.
Well,
there's no fact that a person has to have the same relationship with both of his wives. Bechor is a physical fact. Is his firstborn. It's a non-deniable physical fact. Why should that be up to his emotion to make a difference in halacha based on a non-deniable physical fact?
Well, do you have to treat each wife, give her a minimal amount of sustenance?
Yes.
And so why isn't that also?
He has
obvious
to give them both the same. He can give one a mansion in Pepper Pike and give another one a shack.
I understand, but you can't just blow one off and not support her at all. Or not, or do whatever. I don't quite understand why this isn't why it's pshita and the verse can't be referring to just a reinforcement that you're going to treat the eldest son, no matter from whom, as the eldest.
It's not up to you.
Why it's just
is an eldest son, he automatically gets b'chayra. Why would I be differently? That's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
Because you hate him. Because you hate her.
And then the pasuk should have said, you hate your son.
Okay.
If you're right, the pasuk should have said, you have two children and you hate your older son. That would have been much more apropos. The answer is,
maybe.
We understand that you can't change biological facts, physical facts. So then why did the Torah write this? Must be there's a halachic factor. And the Torah is saying, sorry, even though it's from an illegal marriage, he's still your Bechor. Now, by writing Kitsiyeno, it is also saying that it's a valid marriage.
So the idea is the Bechor, like a wife, a Bechor is a status, a halachic status to begin with. So why anything else is redundant? Anything you say about it is redundant. It must have a different meaning.
Frenchy Gemara. They the problem high increases.
Am I correct?
Maybe the Torah is saying Eisha Savicha, one whose marriage works. Krisis, Kedushin doesn't work. How do you know it has to be a woman that marriage can work globally, meaning a Jewish lady? Maybe it's saying marriage has to work for this man. And if he lives with a Chayvei Krisis, that daughter will not be your sister for this Isser. Maybe that's what the Torah said. Bat Eisha Savicha, a woman who can marry your father. And Chayvei Krisis cannot marry your father. Zakti Gemara, Amarava Amakra. Now, basically, we're going to have a contradiction of Sukkim. And based on the contradiction of Sukkim, we're going to have to decide which one is considered your sister and which one is not considered your sister. And the two are Chayvei Krisis and a non-Jewish lady. Both of them, Kedushin, don't work for your dad. Both of them, Kedushin, don't work for your dad. One, the Torah is going to say, is your sister. And one, the Torah is going to say, is not your sister. And we have to decide which one is and which one is not. So we decide that the daughter of a Chayvei Krisis is and the daughter of a non-Jewish lady isn't, and we'll decide, the Gemara will explain why we make that decision. Which are the two psukim?
Could you say that
a Lav? Lav, we have that Kedushin is typhus. But Chayvei Krisis Kedushin does not work.
Am I right?
So if a guy marries a Chayvei Krisis and has a daughter, let us learn now from the word bas aishas avicha that has to be a wife, right? And she is not your father's wife. He can't have her as a wife. Just like you exclude a gayish lady that he can't have as a wife, he can't have Chayvei Krisis as a wife either. Well, let's exclude all of them. Anybody that can't be your father's wife for a number of reasons. One, because she can't be anybody's wife, and one, because she can't be your father's wife. But the bottom line is, the Torah said Eishes Avicha, and she can't be Eishes Avicha. Look, the Gemara.
Am I ready?
Wait a second. At the end of the day, we're going to find an other pasuk, which is going to show that one of them does work. At this point, we don't have that other pasuk. So at this point, the Gemara's question is, both shouldn't be considered your sister. Yes, Ravashem.
So the snua that's mentioned in the Torah after Ifas Toar is not talking about the Ifas Toar because she's allowed to be married. It's talking about one who's in there, Krisis.
I know that Rashi says differently. I know. But Rashi is dodging the juxtaposition of the psukim. But in essence, the pasuk in snua doesn't necessarily mean that. Rashi's just saying, by placing the parsha there, it's showing you what happens to a marriage that we don't like. But that's not, the Torah wouldn't have to write that parsha for that reason.
Okay, and also, if someone is a snua for the whatever reason, she's not legally married to him, right?
Who said that?
Is that what the Gemara is saying right now?
No, the Gemara is saying she is legally married to him, even though the Torah hates the marriage.
Who's it talking about? It's not talking about a shiksa, and it's not talking about...
Chayv Elavin.
Is the person chayv to divorce?
Chayv to divorce woman? Doesn't mean he's not married.
What does that mean?
He's
not chayav to divorce her?
Of course he has to divorce her. He's ever allowed every time he lives with her.
Okay. All right, thank you.
It's the chayav love. I'm not so simple, but pashtus is the chayav love. Correct. But not by a guy. A guy can't have kedushin. They're different chayav love. A guy is a different guy. You can't have a marriage with a guy. There's no institution of marriage with a woman that's not Jewish. It has nothing to do with the severity of the sin. Decreases in Lavan have to do with the severity of the sin. A non-Jewish woman has nothing to do with the severity of the sin. It has to do, she's not Jewish. Something about her. Ve'ema prat l'chai v'krisis. Amar Rabba. Amar Kra, erbes achayis chabasi v'chay basimecha. Meledes bayis and meledes chutz. What does bayis and chutz mean? She's your sister that is your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, born on the inside or on the outside. What does that mean? I know, but it's not. I mean, the Gemara is not dashing it that way. I told you, but I thought it was Moshe Pshat, but the Gemara is not dashing. Bein Sharmim Loch Avicha Kayim, Bein Sharmim Loch Avicha Haitzei. By writing that, the Torah is saying whether the Torah sanctions the marriage or whether the Torah says it's a non-marriage. Chutz. It's not a real marriage. That it wasn't typhus. Right. Abba Rachmana Achayitz Chahi L'Rabbi, period. So now we have two psukim. One pasuk says it has to be somebody that comes from an eligible marriage. And one pasuk says they can come from a marriage that's not a marriage. It's chutz. It's out of the barsha. So make up your mind. We have a contradiction. We say, you know what? Chai B'Krisis daughter is your sister. A non-Jewish woman's daughter is not your sister. Now, how do I know to do that? It's going to be the next piece of Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vemadai Basesh Sabicha Prat Lachaisim Chai B'Krisis. The Anish is Bala Bicha, your father can't marry. The only top simple Kedushin, the Abidah Machaisi Shashiba Karet. Look, Simba Lay Sika, Ain't Look Bala Kuch. You can't marry her, but Perry Kaiba Lachavera, the Kedushin.
Frank.
The what? The Kedushin doesn't work?
By non-Jew.
How do you know Kedushin doesn't work? Yeah. Is that what you're asking me? The Rashi brought it down from it says, Rach King Tavi Allah Ba'alta. You're only allowed to marry her after a process. Beforehand, Kedushin doesn't work. That's how Rashi says the Gemara Darshan sit in Masechtas Kedushin. We'll stop here with a minute.